This story is it's hard for me. How would you feel about Edmonton or Calgary becoming what's known as a 30 city? It's a pretty simple concept in reality. The speed limit, for the most part, like not everywhere, but for the most part, would be 30 kilometers an hour, with some exceptions, like I say. In Europe, it's happening. All right? In some pretty big cities, too, like Helsinki has done this. Bologna, Italy jumped on board earlier this year. Didn't go over well either, as you might expect. People were pretty upset in Italy. I think I would be, too. And I imagine a lot of you would be as well. But let's get the details, maybe, before we decide. Why is this a good idea? Because to me, it just seems like, oh, we're going to speak with Andrew Clark. He is a contributing writer for the Globe and Mail, award-winning journalist, screenwriter, author, director of comedy writing and performance at Humber College in Toronto. And he joins us now. Andrew, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, the details on this concept, 30 city. Like I said, essentially, speed limit goes to 30. Like, if you think of where we drive 50 right now, that would become 30. Is it that simple?
Not more or less. It's sort of something that's been pioneered in the EU and mostly in fairly small cities that are very, you know, highly concentrated. So you mentioned Helsinki, Brussels, Bologna just did it. Bologna's got about 360,000 people. Doesn't have any sort of underground metro. It mostly moves by bus and trams. And so they're basically making the center of Bologna, 30 kilometers and below as a speed limit. And there was some sort of protests there for sure. It's weird. It's not a city that I would say most people get around in by car. A lot of those European cities, cars are either banned in a lot of the centers of those cities, or they're just not that easy to get around with. People tend to use mopeds, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And lots of public transit. So the main theory behind 30 City is there are less pedestrian fatalities and accidents.
Right. That's safety is the big driving, I know we've got Vision Zero here in Edmonton where they've made a much, is that what it is? It's safety primarily?
Well, yeah, if you're traveling at a slower speed, you have more reaction time,
yep,
so you're
sure.
Less likely to be in an accident. And then, sadly, if you do happen to strike someone at a lower speed, you're less likely,
yep,
to do as much damage. That's more or less the idea. The largest city that they do it in would be Brussels, which has got 1.2 million inhabitants. And one of the things that these cities generally have is very good public transportation.
Right.
So that is something that allows them to sort of do this. I mean, driving in a lot of these European cities, I wouldn't describe it necessarily as the most pleasant experience because, you know, you have to be very careful where you're going because there's so many zone trafficals, so there's no cars, or you can't go here without a permit. You know, it's pretty easy to rack up a lot of fines in them. So, you know, they're definitely, that's the kind of, you know, the way they're going with those sorts of cities.
Gotcha. Okay. Briefly, in terms of the drivers in Italy, when this came in, there was protest. They took to the streets. They were upset about this. I mean, not all, surely, but there was a pretty strong opposition to this, right?
Yeah, there was a procession of cars that sort of went to a standstill on D-Day, they called it. There was one driver who was angry because he could no longer drive home for lunch.
Right, yeah.
And then I think there was one guy who got his first ticket. He was going, let me see, I think it was about 36 kilometers an hour, and a 35 is when you get an actual ticket.
Oh, boy.
From my own experience, I've gotten a ticket in Italy for going 1 kilometer over the limit in Milan. So they have speed cameras everywhere in a lot of these cities, which allows them to enforce this kind of speed limit. I mean, in Toronto, we have 18 city. The average rush hour speed in Toronto is 18 kilometers an hour. So we're pretty good here. Calgary, I think, is about 40 kilometers per hour average. Winnipeg 22 and Vancouver and Montreal are about 25 kilometers per hour at rush hour.
In terms of
we're speeding, right?
So. Right. Yeah. So I mean, if you're putting that number on it, like in terms of distance traveled over the course of an hour, like I mean, the speed limit may be 50, but in reality, nobody's getting near that in rush hour anyway.
Right. I would say in a lot of North American cities, you're either stuck in traffic or trying to make up for it.
Yeah.
So that leads to, we had a tow truck caught speeding yesterday. I think it was maybe around the GTA, it was going 100 kilometers over the speed limit.
Whoa.
So it was going 100 kilometers over a 40-kilometer speed limit.
Yikes. Okay.
So that's just off the charts. They suspended that person's license, and I think they impounded the vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear stories like that.
The average, no. Yeah, the average, I'd say, I mean, let's be honest, the average speed, if I can, I hate to say it, like, I'm going over the speed limit.
Of course.
I like to drive, you know, so when I get a little open road, I'm careful, but, you know.
Isn't that sort of the way it works? I mean, you did a great job of this in the piece that you wrote, talking about the fact that, you know, when you take a look at a speed limit in Canada, and you said it, and I'm the same way, like, okay, that's the speed limit, let me tack 10% on, right? I mean, and I think everybody does that, right?
It's a speed suggestion, yeah. I think, in Canada. But, you know, the weird part is we need to have speed where there's speed, is it works. And then I think safe and a lack of it where it doesn't. Like, you know, the Autobahn in Germany has no speed limit.
Right.
And it's great. A lot of places you can really get somewhere. I think the thing that I think most people agree upon is, like, the people who speed in residential zones. Like, you know,
kids
are playing, people are going to school, and they're on their phones, they're distracted, they're speeding, you know, they're doing 70 in a 50. It just doesn't make that much sense. Again, I think Canadian cities are they're designed at the present primarily to get around by car. And I mean, if you don't live in a city, you pretty much have to have a car, obviously, like if you're in the country. And a lot of people commute by car. And part of the reason they do that is the public transit is just not good enough.
Totally.
Basically, if it's faster, they'll take it.
Yep.
Like if you're in Tokyo, you can get it. It's like the eighth wonder of the world. The public transit there is so good, you wouldn't bother taking a car.
No, I think you're right.
Point.
There are so many cities like that, you know, or that's one of the biggest problems we have with this, Andrew.
Absolutely. It just hasn't necessarily been a priority. And then, you know, when you're looking at your commute on public transit versus your car, and you're going to save 30 minutes, even though you're going to be stuck in traffic, it's still quicker. People are always going to pick the thing that's most convenient and most reliable.
Yep.
So, you know, hopefully over time you see better investment in public transit and, frankly, better application. I don't remember how things have gone in Calgary, but we're sort of world champions at Toronto at messing up big transit projects.
Well, I think Edmonton would be a contender there. I don't know if I give you that title outright, Andrew.
Okay, well, we'll work on it. We're trying. We have an LRT that's something like 13 years in the making. And
that's pretty good. You know, that's not bad.
They put the Trans-Canada Railway in less time. You know what I mean? From coast to coast without electricity.
I think you're right. Yeah,
that's where we're at.
It's a mess. Okay, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate your time. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on air.